This model we have developed utilizes the fact that the bacteria are associated with plankton. These are microscopic creatures, plants and animals, in oceans and water everywhere. And the model allows us to use satellite sensors to measure chlorophyll. And when the plankton become abundant, we know that very quickly the plankton that feed on the chlorophyll-bearing components will become abundant, and very likely a cholera epidemic will follow. And we've developed this from data collected from India from 1873 till 1973.
So this basically just helps in predicting cholera, not really getting you any measures to tackle it?
It predicts cholera, but because we are developing this very sensitive technique of being able to extract the entire DNA from a water sample, and then with sequencing and with mathematical algorithms, within minutes from the sequence, we can tell you everything there, down to species and strain and substrain, bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungus, which gives us a full pattern.
And I'm sure you're aware at present there's a cholera outbreak in Haiti. Do you think your model could help?
Our model can help regions like Haiti. In fact, we've published a paper showing that based on the prediction, using the data, historical data from India, we could have predicted the epidemic. In fact, what happened was that terrible earthquake, followed by the hottest summer in 60 years, followed by the heaviest rainfall in the fall in 60 years, and with the population having been disrupted and aggregated into refugee camps, it fit exactly the pattern developed from the India data dating back to 1873 to 1973. And we have also been able to show with application of the model that indeed the southern part of Haiti, we predicted, would be most intensely affected, and in fact it has been.
What was the most exciting part of your research for you?
The most exciting part of our research is the fact that we now can actually measure using satellite images the possibility of a disease in humans. And we've confirmed it by our work in Bangladesh, where we actually measured the numbers of cases of cholera and the environmental parameters measured by satellite, and the fit was so precise.
So it's no longer just in a research stage, it's something that can be applied in countries.
It can be applied in countries, and we tried this in a very simple way because we calculated that the plankton are big compared to the bacteria. Simple filtration, and that is in Bangladesh in the remote villages. We did a 3-year study where we taught the women who collected water for the families to filter the water using sari cloth folded 4 times. It gave enough of a filter size that it trapped all the plankton, and we were able to prove a 50% reduction in cholera. So I felt very excited. This was high-tech studies with a simple solution based on science, evidence on science, able to help people in remote villages where access to clean, safe water is not available except by these crude techniques, but it worked.
What are your future plans? What do you plan to do with the model now?
We hope the model will be adopted by the World Health Organization and the United Nations as a technique that's of great value. And we're hoping that we can provide safe water for all people in all countries.